Welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we chart a course through the chaos of retirement planning, market movements, and financial independence with a healthy dose of clarity and caffeine. We don't just talk about money, we decode it. That's why Wealth Map Radio is designed to be your GPS for retirement, helping you avoid financial potholes, risky cliffs, and the detours that can derail your long-term goals. We break down real-life challenges retirees actually face and how to navigate them with confidence. We're believers in having a plan that is built to last. That's where our Compass Report comes in. It includes real-world tools like the Color of Money Risk Analysis, Social Security Maximization Report, Tax Scorecard, and the Retirement Buffer Analysis, all designed to give you direction and peace of mind. For us, RETIRE is an acronym for retirement, estate, taxes, income, risk, and enjoyment. So whether you're navigating market twists, wondering if your nest egg will actually hatch, or trying to figure out why your money disappears faster than leftovers at a family barbecue, stick around. We'll cut through the noise, drop some wisdom, and share a few laughs along the way. Now buckle up, because here on Wealth Map Radio, financial freedom is the destination, and every step along the trail is full of purpose and intent. Alrighty, everybody, let's dig in and get to it. Welcome to the show. Here we go. We got a packed one for you today. Case studies, examples, updates to Social Security. In fact, we are going to start out today with five high-level updates to Social Security that have recently occurred, so you want to tune in for that. Let me tell you what we're doing today. For the first seven to call in and set up a free visit with us at the firm to get a Compass report done, we will give you a copy of Tom Hegna's best-selling financial book called Paychecks and Playchecks. And that's our gift just for calling in to set up a free visit with us at the firm. Learn how a Compass report can make a huge difference in your life. And not only do we give you the free book just for coming to visit with us, which is, by the way, one of the best retirement income planning books to ever be written. There is a reason it is a financial bestseller. There is a reason Tom Hegna, the author, has TV shows about this, radio shows about this. It is a phenomenally researched book. Paychecks and Playchecks is our gift for the first five to call and set up a visit with us. And secondly, we will do for you a Compass report. Now, let me tell you about this a little bit. It's something we're fairly well known for. And if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know quite well the merits of it. A Compass report takes into account your current path and projects forward as if nothing were going to change. What would your net income production ability look like? In other words, an IPA, income production ability, is a term that we use to describe the income power that a current strategy has, that your current path might be able to produce. All right, so you're going to hear that a lot here on the show, IPA, or income production ability. And naturally, we are all about the net IPA, the net after tax or tax-free IPA, that this strategy or that strategy, as we discuss them, might be able to provide. All right, so that's going to be very important, because the bottom line in retirement strategies is the IPA, the net income production ability of this one versus this one, or this strategy versus that strategy, of this vehicle versus that vehicle. All right, so learn that we're going to judge things. The bottom line by which all things are judged here on this show is net income production ability. So a Compass report is going to take into account the current path projection, total net income, annual net income, taxes, risk, how well your plan can handle financial emergencies and even catastrophes, how well it could handle long-term care, unforeseen expenses. Those kinds of things are all stress tested. Different market movements, up, down, sideways, whatever the case may be, there's a lot of stress testing that goes into it, and we get what we call part one of the Compass report, or your current path projection, and we get a number, and you get to see all the graphs and charts and tables and all that. Now, that is just what if we did nothing. Part two of the Compass report is what we call the holistic path, a much more tax efficient holistic path. And it shows, right, what if you did this and this and this? What if you converted this? What if you adjusted this allocation like this and all those kind of things? It implemented these safety measures, et cetera. And then recalculates, and now you see the before and the after, right? The after, part two of your Compass report. And the differences are often staggering. And here's what I mean. It is common that you see a 30 to 50% bump in net spendable income and or your estate value at the end of life, if that's your goal as a legacy play. So it, on average, 30% bump in value is very common. Secondly, the asset longevity. How long will your money last? That is always the number one fear that retirees have. Well, if we can remove friction to the greatest extent possible, if we can remove taxes and create multiple streams of tax-free income in your retirement, then we alleviate the biggest expense that all retirees face, which is taxes. And by doing so, it is common, another byproduct of the Compass Report, is that the asset longevity, the life of the money, lasts 7 to 10 years or longer compared to the current path projections. And finally, if you're not retired already, even if you are, right, the Compass Report is designed, whether you're still working toward retirement, already in it, it's designed to make an impact. But thirdly, we often find that those who are yet to retire, still working toward it, can retire 3 to 4 years earlier than they may have thought possible with the same income, same asset longevity, if they waited 3 or 4 years under a more inefficient scenario, which is that current path. So here's what we'd like you to do. Be one of the first 7 today. Call and set up a visit with us. Get Tom Hegna's best-selling book called Paychecks and Playchecks. Don't you love that title? And we'll also do for you your full Compass report, complimentary, just for coming in to visit with us. Let us impress you. Let us show you what might be possible with tax-efficient planning, with good risk mitigation strategies and longevity strategies. And I think the worst-case scenario is you make a friend and you learn a little bit more about what could be possible for you. The company is Whispering Brook Financial. The phone number is 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512. You can also go to wealthmapradio.com. That's the name of the show. Wealthmapradio.com. You can read a little bit more about the Compass Report there. Find our calendar, pick your own time, and just come in and have a good visit with us. I mean, call us crazy, but we have never had anyone be offended, not once, by showing them how to create multiple streams of tax-free income in their retirement, by showing them how to increase the longevity of their assets by 7 to 10 years or more compared to their current path. You know, another thing that the Compass Report will do is look at your dangers, opportunities, and strengths, right? So every one of us have threats or dangers that we're facing. Every one of us have opportunities. And no matter who you are in your financial plan, you also have some strengths. So what we want the Compass Report to do is make sure we are addressing the dangers, capitalizing on the opportunities, and reinforcing the strengths and doubling down on them. 484-600-6512, the phone number to call in and set up your own free visit Compass to get your Compass report started. And a gift from us is a complimentary copy of Tom Hegna's bestseller, Paychecks and Playchecks. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. All right, so let's jump in to 5 high-level Social Security updates that are very recent. And we're going to dive into this. We're going to talk about getting your Social Security tax-free as well, how to decrease, potentially, elderly poverty by 50% or more. Here we go. Okay, number one, the COLA, the cost of living adjustment, as many of you may know already, was 2.5% for last year. And it just so happens, by the way, that the average COLA, or cost of living adjustment on Social Security, since 1995, for the past 30 years or so, is 2.5%, almost on the nose. And here we go for the most recent year. It did increase by that number as well, by 2.5%. 5%, that affected about 72.5 million Americans. And what is that based on? We get that question a lot. It's based on the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. Okay, so it's not just the CPI. It's a certain version of the CPI. It's often called the CPIW. It's for urban wage earners and clerical workers. All right, so that's what it's based on. So 2.5% COLA adjustment is number two is higher income limits for working beneficiaries, those receiving Social Security benefits. What this means is that the earnings limits for recipients who are still working while receiving Social Security have gone up. All right, so check it out. For those who are under full retirement age, the limit, the income limit, is now $23,400. And for every $2 you earn above that amount, if you're receiving benefits, you have $1 deducted from your Social Security benefits. All right, you follow me? If you are going to reach full retirement age this year, the limit is much higher. You can earn up to $62,160 without benefit reduction if this is the year that you turn full retirement age. And the way that would work is for every $3 you earn over that $62,160 limit, you would have $1 of benefits reduced. Now, I mean, if you turned full retirement age in February, you'd have to make more than that total dollar amount by February to see any benefit reduction. If you're turning full retirement age in June, you have, you know, through May to make that much money before you'd see any benefit reduction. Do you follow me? So it's actually quite generous. That did increase quite a bit from last year. Number three, the repeal of the Windfall Elimination Provision, or WEP, and the Government Pension Offset, or GPO. This change allows about 3 million public service retirees, such as teachers and firefighters, that used to not get Social Security because they weren't putting into it, to now get Social Security benefits despite that. And again, it only affects about 3 million people, but of course it does add to the burden of Social Security that's already very, very stressed, as we all know. They do get some retroactive payments back to January 2024, and most people are expected to have their benefits, updated benefits, by November of this year. So that was number three, the repeal of WEP and GPO. Number four, increase Social Security tax wage base. You know that only up to a certain amount do you pay Social Security taxes on wages. Last year, that limit was $168,600 in income. So any income earned above that, I'm talking earned income now, would not have Social Security or that part of your payroll taxes come out or withheld. The limit has increased to $176,100 this year. So now you pay Social Security taxes on your earned income up to that amount, but not above. And as you are also probably aware, the Medicare portion of the payroll taxes has no cutoff. It continues. All right, and number five is the more to do with Medicare. The Part B premium and deductible saw some increases, and it works like this. Medicare Part B rose to about $185, is now the Part B premium. That's an increase of $10.30 from last year. And additionally, the deductible for Part B is up $17. Instead of $240, the deductible is now $257. All right, so a little bit of increases here and there. That does kind of eat into the COLA, right? If you get a COLA, a 2.5% cost of living adjustment, but also Medicare goes up and the deductible goes up, it kind of erodes that cost of living adjustment just a little bit. The other thing that's really nasty and you really want to watch out for is IRMA. This is a Medicare tax or Medicare surcharge that more and more retirees are getting caught up into. It stands for Income-Related Monthly Adjustment Amount, IRMA. And we often refer to this as Aunt IRMA, the smelly, stinky, relative you never want to come around. Because if you get a visit from Aunt IRMA knocking on your door, your Medicare premiums are not just going up with the normal adjustment, you will have a tax due, a surcharge due, on amounts higher than that. So the Medicare surcharge, called IRMA, has been increasing by more than 7.4% for the past decade and is projected by the Congressional Budget Office, which is bipartisan, to increase by another 6.3% or more over the next 10 years. So I'm not just talking about Medicare premiums increasing. That is going to happen. I'm talking about a surcharge on top of the increase called IRMA that more and more retirees are being affected by. Now, anytime you hear the word surcharge, all you need to be thinking is tax. That's what it means. It's an additional tax. But here's really the rub. Where do Medicare premiums come out of? Your Social Security check, doesn't it? So if the Medicare portion of Social Security, that withholding from your check, is increasing every year by a little bit, and then you get hit with a surcharge tax on top of that because Aunt Irma came to visit, what happens to your net Social Security check that actually hits your bank account? Less and less and less. And while we're not going to get into Irma today, this is definitely part of a Compass report, something that we get into, that we make sure you're not, either you're not going to have Aunt Irma come this year, or maybe in 5 years, maybe in 10 years, on your current path projection, Irma would start affecting you. Ladies and gentlemen, we see the letters, we have the letters of people who get notified that 30, 40, and 50% of their Social Security check is decimated by Medicare and the IRMA surcharge or tax. We have the letters and the documentation. We see them. And many people don't even know about it. It's called a shadow tax. And most advisors don't even know about it, doggone it. Most retirement planners don't even know about it. Or they shrug their shoulder at it because they don't understand the damaging and devastating effects that it can have on your Social Security. And if your check is reduced by 30, 40, or 50% or more, and we've seen those letters as well, what do you need to do to make up that difference? Pull money from other retirement assets that you weren't planning on pulling from. What does that do? Naturally, it decreases the longevity of your retirement assets, of your retirement health. That is no good. This is why I encourage you, be one of the first seven today to call and set up your free visit. Get your Compass report done because these things are addressed in your Compass report. We will show you if you're in this, if this is one of your dangers. Remember, I talked about that, dangers, opportunities, and strengths. Your Compass report will show you that, as well as a plethora of other things in your picture that I promise you have likely not seen or considered before. 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512, or go to wealthmapradio.com. You can read a little bit more about the Compass Report, set up your own visit right there on the website, or just give us a buzz, 484-600-6512. Okay, continuing on a little bit with Social Security, I mean, let's talk about how this has changed over the years. You know, when first introduced, maybe you didn't know this, when first introduced, the average life expectancy was 62 years old back in 1935 when Roosevelt signed it into law. When could you claim? So average life expectancy was 62. When could you claim? There was only one age. Guesses? Age 65 beyond life expectancy. Well, that's interesting, and it is a little misleading because that includes the average life expectancy with mortality and infant, you know, high mortality deaths of infants and things like that. If you lived to age 21 back then, your life expectancy was indeed about 68 to 70. So the intent truly was that most people would draw on it for maybe a decade, but that's about it. Isn't that laughable in today's retirement landscape? How is that different than today? Because today, we talk about Social Security as one leg of the retirement stool, and a very important one. In fact, around 40%, hear me on this, around 40% of older Americans would fall below the poverty line without Social Security. Holy cow, do we rely on it. For one in five retirees, 20%, Social Security is their only source of income. And listen to this. for half of married couples who are retired and 70% of single retired folks, Social Security provides at least half of their total income. Do you see how Social Security has morphed massively from its original intent? Further, a study titled The Retirement Solution Hiding in Plain Sight from 2022 found that elderly poverty could be cut by nearly 50% if retirees claimed Social Security at the optimal time. That, ladies and gentlemen, is truly astounding. Elderly poverty is a problem. And this study is telling us it can be reduced by half if people claimed at the optimal time. The same study also showed that claiming early, listen to this, that claiming early, before full retirement age, only turned out better for 6.5% of all those who claimed early. In other words, if you claim early, you have a 93.5% chance of having done the wrong thing. Let me let that marinate. But what is the optimal time? So part of your Compass report is a Social Security timing report. That's true. And maybe you've already started drawing. Maybe your spouse hasn't or has, and that's fine. It's one component of the Compass report among many. But here's the problem with most of these Social Security timing reports that you hear about all the time. They look at Social Security in a vacuum. They ignore everything else. They don't take into account all your other assets when coming up with a calculation of what is the best age for you to draw at. That is a huge oversight, because looking at Social Security in a vacuum, not considering your 401k, IRA, you know, brokerage account, annuities, things like this, your other assets could lead to poor advice and poor decisions. Your Compass report, if you haven't started yet on your Social Security, will show you the optimal time for you to claim based on all of your assets. In other words, based on your entire picture. How much sense does that make? And yet, no other report does it that we're aware of. 484-600-6512. If you are one of the first seven today, our gift to you just for setting up a visit to come sit down with us at the firm will be a copy of Tom Hegna's bestseller, Paychecks and Playchecks, and we'll also do your Compass report complimentary on us. We will take it as our opportunity to impress you, to show you what we might be able to do and what might be possible in your situation. Commonly, in a Compass report, we find a bump in net income production. Right? That's, remember I said that's the bottom line in retirement strategies, income production ability, IPA. An increase of about 30% is often what we find. Having the assets, your assets, last 7 to 10 years or longer compared to your current path. Decreasing the tax bill, your total taxes in retirement, by six figures. Very common. We see it all the time when we run a Compass report. What about risk? You might be taking too much risk, and you might be able to take a lot less and yet achieve the same or better rates of return. We see that possibility as well come up. So go to wealthmap.com or call us, set up a free visit, be one of the first seven today, 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512. Let me make this one other point about all the Social Security reports that you're offered and things like that out there, and I'm being a little bit cynical, forgive me, it's just kind of the way it comes out sometimes. None of those reports take into account taxes either. How can we get your Social Security tax-free? Now pay attention to this. In the absence of other income, Social Security is tax-free. It is theoretically possible that Social Security on its own could trigger taxation. However, the scenario for that does not exist currently today. And it never has yet. So it's theoretically possible, but we can safely say in the absence of other income, Social Security is tax-free. So why are most retirees paying taxes on their Social Security? Why do most retirees pay up to 85% or taxes on up to 85% of their Social Security benefit, even on the parts that are eaten up by Medicare premiums? Yes, even those parts too. How does that happen? And when you have to pay taxes on your Social Security, when it's triggered, it's always at your highest marginal tax rate. Why? Well, I'll tell you. Because it's the law. Before 1984, under Reagan, Social Security was indeed completely tax-free. Well, a new law was signed in by President Reagan and a Democrat Congress, let's be fair here, in 1984 that caused Social Security to be up to 50% of it could be taxable under the right conditions. And under Clinton, it got worse in 1993 with a Republican Congress, again, being fair, it increased to up to 85% of your Social Security could become taxable. So both parties are to blame here. What causes it? There's a nasty little bugger called provisional income in the tax code, and it's simply this. If you take up all your income, all of it, from all sources except for two, and I'm going to get there, but all income plus half of your Social Security benefit, if that summation is greater than $32,000, then up to 50% of your Social Security can become taxable at your highest marginal rate. If that summation is more than $44,000, I mean, these are not high thresholds, are they? Then up to 85% of your Social Security can suddenly become taxable at your highest marginal rate. What causes that? What triggers it? By far, what causes it are qualified accounts like IRAs and 401ks. By far. They cause collateral damage on your Social Security. They cause it to be tainted by unnecessary taxes. And it is a silent, ignored, whatever you want to call it, burden, tax burden, that should be laid at the feet of qualified accounts. Pensions and real estate income and all this also cause it. But by far, the vast majority are distributions from IRAs and 401ks, causing Social Security to become unnecessarily taxable. Let's do a case study when we come back and show you how we can create four streams of tax-free income, including your Social Security. 484-600-6512. Be one of the first seven today. Set up your visit for your Compass report. Get a copy of Tom Hegna's bestseller, Paychecks and Playchecks, just for setting up an appointment and sitting down with us to explore what might be possible for you. Or go to wealthmapradio.com, just like it sounds. 484-600-6512. We got to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Henry David Thoreau once said, "Wealth is the ability to fully experience life." Here on Wealth Map Radio, we couldn't agree more. Retirement is a journey, and the path is rarely straight. There are twists and turns, peaks and valleys, emotionally, mentally, physically, and of course, financially. That's why a Compass report is vital. It's the wealth map everyone needs to fully experience life in the golden years. At Whispering Brook Financial, people come first. When you meet with our team to begin your Compass report, there's no predetermined agenda, no preset outcome. Your goals become our mission, and we take that mission seriously. The last thing anyone wants in retirement is dodging financial bullets. Yet, the threats are real. Legislative changes, tax risk, market volatility, rising healthcare and long-term care costs. We can't guard against every risk, but one thing we've learned, predictability is more valuable than potential. We help create predictable income streams, insulate you from looming tax increases, and build a plan grounded in enduring principles. Because when you have a foundation of tax-free income you can't outlive, life just feels better. You feel better. And studies show when these principles are in place, you live longer, healthier, and yes, more fully. So let the journey begin with your personalized Compass report. Visit wealthmapradio.com to learn more about our team and process, or call us to schedule your complimentary visit at 484-600-6512. 6512. That's 484-600-6512. With Wealth Map Radio and Whispering Brook Financial, we arm you with the tools for the most important journey, yours.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Here goes Act Two today. This is Wealth Map Radio. Excited to have you with us and hope your weekend is going splendidly. What we're going to do today is, if you are one of the first seven to call in and set up a free visit with us and the team, we will give you, first of all, a complimentary copy of Tom Hegna's best-selling book called Paychecks and Playchecks. It is one of the best retirement income planning books ever written. And there is, you know, as I commonly say, there's a reason Tom Hegna is in demand across the country, flying around the country, going to conferences, training financial professionals on this topic of retirement income planning. There's a reason he has TV shows and is just an in-demand speaker, radio show host, and public figure. And this book, Paychecks and Playchecks, is such a fantastic educational book. And notice that our incentives are educational. And so I invite you to be one of the first seven to call in and set up a visit with us, or visit the website to set up the visit. We give that as our gift, and we do a complimentary, full, customized, and tailored Compass report for you without any obligation. This is our opportunity to put our best foot forward and show you what might be possible. The company is Whispering Brook Financial. The phone number is 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512. And you can also get us on the website at wealthmapradio.com. That's the name of the show, wealthmapradio.com. See our schedule, read a little bit more about us, and we just invite you to come visit with us and let us show you what might be possible in your situation. I think you'll find that in every Compass report, even though they are all different in what they put forth, because none of you two out there are exactly the same, right? So your Compass report will be unique, but they all contain a current path analysis. Where are you likely headed right now? How much income could you roughly expect? How much from your situation? What are your total retirement taxes likely to look like? Something that most people don't show you. You never see, for example, the other side of the equation when it comes to pre-tax investing. You never see the collateral damage that IRAs, 401ks, and other qualified accounts often cause on Social Security, on Medicare surcharges called IRMA tax, and all those other nasty little things that occur with qualified accounts and pre-tax investing. We show you the other half of that equation in your Compass report. And we also want you to see the dangers you might be facing, the opportunities that you might have, and the strengths that you currently could capitalize on or double down on. We call that the DOS system, D-O-S, dangers, opportunities, and strengths. All of that is included in your Compass report. 484-600-6512. Well, in the first half of the show, we spent quite a bit of time talking about Social Security, and you remember that statistic about elderly poverty and the epidemic that is in this nation. And this study called The Retirement Solution Hiding in Plain Sight, we're talking a little bit about it, and it shows that 50%, half of all elderly poverty could be eliminated by claiming Social Security at the optimal time. And for those who claim early, the study also found that that only works out in your favor 6.5% of the time, which of course means that you have a 93.5% chance of getting less money than you could have if you claim early. So while a Social Security timing report is part of a Compass report, most of those things ignore, though, your entire financial situation and only look at your Social Security options in a vacuum. That is insane and could lead to poor advice and therefore poor decisions on your part that may indeed cost hundreds of thousands of dollars in lost income over your retirement. And the study, the same study, also shows that retirees sacrifice $3.4 trillion by claiming wrong or suboptimally. As a group, retirees have lost, so far and counting, $3.4 trillion by claiming Social Security wrong. This is a huge deal. And why? The Social Security report is part of your Compass report. And if you're already claiming, okay, great, fine. Maybe you qualify for a do-over. There is a one-time exception for a do-over on claiming if you're unhappy with the way you did it. And if you qualify for that, we can let you know that as well. So again, that's all part of your Compass report. Be one of the first seven today. Call us. Set up your free visit. 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. You'll also get Tom Hegna's bestseller, Paychecks and Playchecks, just for coming in for a visit with us. All right, well, I did promise a case study, so let's get into that a little bit. Many people come to see the team and lay out their retirement plans to be reviewed and hopefully improved upon, right? And so often, hidden potential is uncovered. We often find that when looking over all the assets, the objectives, the goals, but we also find hidden pitfalls that many have not considered. And so when going through your personal Compass report, the focus is on finding those pitfalls or inefficiencies, which include unnecessary and unknowing wealth transfers, among other dangers. So let me discuss for a moment this concept of a wealth transfer. A wealth transfer is anything that takes money from your balance sheet and transfers it to someone else's balance sheet. Many times these wealth transfers are happening unknowingly or unnecessarily in your picture. Unknowingly means you simply didn't know that those wealth transfers were happening, but now that you do know, you have a stewardship to do something about it, to stop it. See, you are a fiduciary for your own family and for your own self. Don't forget that. You owe it to yourself, to your loved ones, to do what is in their best interest, to understand the dangerous opportunities and strengths that exist in your current scenario. Okay, so that's wealth transfers unknowingly. And so many times, people simply don't know they have inefficient structures or allocations or strategies or hidden fees, for example, hidden taxes, those kind of things that are truly costing them. Our team finds them and helps you quash them. The other type of wealth transfer is that is unnecessary. Collateral damage in the form of taxes is a very common unnecessary or voluntary, interesting, wealth transfer. And almost without fail, when the team reviews someone's retirement situation, they are set up to have wealth transfers through voluntary taxes, through collateral damage, which removes a significant portion of your money from your balance sheet to that of the U.S. Treasury's balance sheet. And again, call us crazy, but we find voluntary taxes highly offensive, and many retirees are paying six figures or more in voluntary taxes because no one has ever showed them a better way. Or they drink the Kool-Aid of this, you know, just defer, procrastinate forever on taxes as long as possible because that is the best approach. You ever hear that? When in fact, it's one of the most damaging approaches you can do most of the time. So the Compass Report is designed to identify those unknowing and unnecessary wealth transfers, those voluntary taxes or fees that you are paying and may not know. 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512, or wealthmapradio.com. Be one of the first seven today. Get together with the team and get your Compass Report done. No one has ever been offended in all our years by creating multiple streams of tax-free income in their retirement and becoming insulated from market turmoil like we tend to face in our environment today. 484-600-6512. Another form of wealth transfers that isn't often thought of as a wealth transfer is taking on unnecessary market risk. We often employ a strategy called a buffer strategy to minimize or eliminate downside risk from the markets while still participating in upward movement of the markets. This strategy does much to address what is called a sequence or the sequence of return risk, which is nearly as damaging as poor tax planning in retirement. When someone has poor tax planning, which usually results by a head-in-the-sand approach or defer, and that then gets combined with a head-in-the-sand approach toward market risk or sequence of return risk, retirement assets usually die a decade earlier than they otherwise would. This is not a small or insignificant consideration. So let's look at a dramatized here for the sake of entertainment value, I guess, example that typifies what we tend to see at the firm week in and week out. Here we have Greg and Jan, age 68 and 63. They're going to retire in 3 years. Their current effective tax rate is about 17%. They have about $20,000 in emergency funds, just, you know, liquid sitting aside. About $310,000 between 401ks and IRAs. In other words, qualified accounts that become what? Very tax hostile when they start to rely on them. They do plan to max out that 401k on the pre-tax side for the next 3 years before they retire, and there is no employer match in this situation. They'll have their Social Security, but in this scenario, as you can already kind of see from our first segment, they're going to pay taxes on 85% or up to 85% of it because of their 401k and IRA. Remember, qualified accounts trigger unnecessary taxes many times, and they are the main culprit of this, on Social Security income that would otherwise be tax-free. So, again, they're 68 and 63 now. They want to plan through 95, on Greg's age 95. The goal is $5,500 net after tax per month, increasing by 3% per year. Okay, so a little bit of a cost of living adjustment there. And they also want to maximize what's left behind. For Greg and Jen, in this situation, this is kind of a legacy play. Assuming their income goals are confidently met, they want to leave as much as possible. So we're going to assume a 7% rate of return while they're working and a 5% rate of return when they retire in 3 years. Very moderate, middle of the road, nothing objectionable. You follow? All right. Their biggest concerns were market risk, especially after, you know, the last couple of years and economic indicators of this year, uncertainty, tariffs, and blah, blah, you know, all the things, right, that cause uncertainty. So they're worried about that. And they also recognized that everything they have is in a tax-hostile location, meaning pre-tax 401ks and traditional IRAs. Everything they have will be taxable upon use. And so they were, it kind of hits you, by the way, when you come close to retirement. Wow, I kind of have a lot of deferred or procrastinated taxes lying around. I wonder what the other side of this equation looks like when I start to use this money. And they wanted to see the collateral damage that they might cause on other parts of their retirement. Okay, so two things they wanted to see. Would their money last with their retirement income goal, the net of $5,500 a month, increasing by 3% a year? And how much could they leave to their heirs? Projecting forward, we find this. They can hit their income goal of $5,500 net after tax per month, increasing by 3% per year, and leave about $390,000 left over to their heirs. Now, this does assume that taxes never went up, which is a laughable assumption and a reckless one, but stay with me. And it also assumed that they would earn that 7% while working and 5% when they retire every year without fail. Right now, when most advisors or when you break out Excel and project forward on an average rate of return, is an average rate of return of 7 wrong or an average rate of return of 5 wrong or unreasonable? Well, probably not, but people make a mistake. in assuming that they'll earn it every single year, year in, year out. And even if you ended up averaging those numbers in the end, the ups and the downs, the volatility, good years and bad years, make a significant difference in the outcome, even if it is the same average rate of return in the end. But the ups and downs, the peaks and valleys, can make all the difference in the world in whether or not your money lasts. And it's impossible to tell what that is going to look like if you're not using predictable vehicles, or especially if you're not stress testing this current path analysis. This, what I've just described, is a shallow version of part one of a compass report, right? So your current path, and this is highly important, I'm simplifying it for over the air. We need to stress test this more. We need to look at the dangers, opportunities, and strengths. That's coming up. But listen, if you want a good current path projection, just the first part of a compass report, be one of the first seven today. Give us a call. Set up that free visit with us and the team. Sit down and let's do this complimentary for you and get you on a path here. 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Here, there is a scenario for Greg and Jen where their current path, as they sit right now, might work. But then we ask them, all right, so we're going to ask you, what flaws do you see in this analysis? And after some quiet moments, they said, well, it doesn't account for market fluctuations, right? We just said sequence of return risk. It's just a flat 7 or flat 5% forever. And we said, that's right. That's what most reports assume, and it is a serious weakness in that type of superficial current path projection. And even just one negative year in there throws this thing haywire. So it's not a good projection because there's no stress test. The second flaw was taxes. It assumed taxes never rose. And as I say, that's laughable. And it's not just laughable, it's irresponsible. When you are forward projecting, to assume taxes don't increase. Have you seen our national debt recently? Do you know our national debt goes up by $4.3 billion every 24 hours? $3.4 million every 60 seconds? Do you know that? So to assume taxes don't go up in the future is absolutely irresponsible. So we fixed both of those weaknesses. We used actual stock market performance, the raw return of the S&P 500 since the turn of the century, as the up and downs, and assumed a modest tax increase when they retire, in line with the Trump cuts expiring. Now, they may or may not expire at the end of this year. I hope we get a reprieve for another 4 or 5 years. I do. But that comes with a massive cost as well if they are extended. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, we need to use the next 4 years, assuming the Trump cuts are extended, to plan for the next 40 years in our retirement. But now with these two things fixed, with these two stress test points in place, what does this more realistic projection show for Greg and Jen? They will start experiencing cash deficits by Greg's age 82 or Jen's age 77. Cash deficits, irrecoverable cash deficits. And they wanted to last until Greg's age 95. By age 82, they're $10,000 a year short. By age 83, they're $13,000 a year short. And the deficit continues building until age 95, when they are more than $40,000 per year short. Assuming actual market history is very telling, as is factoring in modest tax increases, because all of a sudden the plan falls apart. This helps stress test the strategy and really highlighted that their current path was not going to accomplish their goals, despite the first shallow or superficial scenario saying it would. That generic first type of projection, which is what most advisors do, is too flawed to rely upon. It is not taking into account market fluctuations, sequence of return risk, and tax increases that are all but inevitable over time. A compass report absolutely helps to solve these and other issues. We're doing a full, tailored compass report for the first seven today when you call to set up a visit, and giving you Tom Hegna's bestseller, Paychecks and Playchecks, which is one of the best retirement income planning books ever written. 484-600-6512, 484-600-6512, or wealthmapradio.com. We'd like to help you see the hidden potential that might exist in your situation. 484-600-6512. What's the solution, or a solution here? Because there's always one, more than one way to attack it. So what we did here for Greg and Jen was set up a personal pension of sorts that provides guaranteed income for Greg and Jen's joint lives and made it so that that income would stay under the standard deduction, and therefore it would come to them tax-free. We did some strategic Roth conversions behind the scenes that were also put in place, ensuring not to pierce their next tax bracket. So we did some tax bracket mitigation or management. That took care of much of the tax bomb inside their pre-tax 401k and IRAs. And those became our second stream of tax-free income on top of the private pension. Once we had those assets living in tax-free locations from that time forward, the allocation discussion became very appropriate. We put buffers in place such that whenever there was a negative market year, no income would be taken from the market-driven accounts, but rather from the guaranteed buffer accounts that we mixed into the allocation. See how easy? That drastically reduced the sequence of return risk and also made everything tax-free. Now, Social Security. Well, it was taxable in the first current path scenario because of the 401k and IRA. Those types of vehicles cause, they are the main culprits of Social Security becoming unnecessary taxable, and no one talks to you about it. Now that we've used strategic Roth conversions, that collateral damage goes away. Roth distributions do not cause Social Security to become taxable. So for Greg and Jen, this is now a third stream of tax-free income. The result of all of this is that within 5 years, right, their plan took 5 years to fully accomplish, Greg and Jen would be in the 0% tax bracket. And now, they easily meet their income goal of a net of $5,500 a month. I mean, it's if you have a net income goal and all your streams of income are tax-free, it becomes a lot easier. Recall the first improbable flawed projection that we shared where they had about $390,000 left over for their heirs, and that's one of their goals. And the more realistic stress-tested version showed that they had cash flow deficits starting at age 82 and nothing left over. It was gone. This more tax-efficient, holistic path now of their Compass report shows them easily obtaining their income goal. And using actual market historical returns, just the raw returns of the S&P 500, for example, now they have over $1.3 million left over to their heirs. Ladies and gentlemen, that's nearly $900,000 more than the first scenario being left over, all with the additional stress tests in play and being tested and modeled. Tax-free income, 0% tax bracket, increasing their level, their asset levels by over $900,000 over their retirement, there was a lot of hidden potential discovered. And obviously, they could take a lot more income if they wanted. That's what having $1.3 million left over at age 95 means. They could take more if they wanted, and they saw that. And if taxes rose sharply, they don't care, because they have now, through proper planning, they've established all of their incomes to be tax-free from that time forward and insulated from what I believe are inevitable tax increases in the future. I mean, for heaven's sakes, all we had to do is look at our debt. And listen, if we got together and asked 100 of your family and friends this question, do you think the government will need more money or less money in the future? What are all of them going to say? The same thing that all my family and friends would say. More, for heaven's sakes. It's not a trick question. the government must have more revenue. And the only way to do that, there are two ways, I guess. They can print their way out of it and cause hyperinflation, or, which we have not seen. No. I know inflation got bad for the past several years, but that was not hyperinflation. Oh, no. In economics, we define hyperinflation as 50% per month. That is the economic definition of hyperinflation. We got up to about 9% in a year. So we did not come close to hyperinflation. Oh, no. But it still hurt, didn't it? So they could print their way out of it. We also, though, the other way to do it is to increase taxes. There are many more ways to increase taxes than simply manipulating tax brackets. They can create new taxes like they did with the Irma surcharge on Medicare taxes in 07, new taxes on with Social Security. In 1984, it became up to 50% of it became taxable. In 1993, up to 85% of it became taxable. And when your Social Security becomes taxable, it's always at your highest marginal rate. That's just the rules. And it causes you to have to take out money from other accounts that you weren't counting on to make up for it, which, of course, has a downward spiral effect of threatening the longevity of all your money. Listen, I mean, all of that is to say that these differences I'm talking to you about right now that we're sharing in this sample Compass report, they are not small differences. And they do not happen by accident. They happen on purpose, with strategic and tactical decisions, with retirement planners who know what the heck they are doing and focus in this in their life. That is what Whispering Brook Financial does. That's what we do here on Wealth Map Radio. So listen, I implore you, get a Compass report. Let us do it for you complimentary. And let us give you Tom Hegna's best-selling book on retirement income planning called Paychecks and Playchecks. 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512. Or wealthmapradio.com. You can see our schedule there, pick your own date and time, or if you just want to give us a buzz, I encourage you to do that. 484-600-6512. Listen, can you tell we love this stuff? This is our passion. We enjoy the embarrassing happy dances that clients do when they, you know, when they walk out. And sometimes we're able to show people how to get all the way to the 0% tax bracket, and sometimes we're not. But we always leave them much better off than before they came. And that's what a Compass report can potentially do. 484-600-6512. Thanks for hanging out with us today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Wealth Map Radio is an independent production of Whispering Brook Financial. The services of voiceover professionals are often used for this production. Such professionals are not licensed financial professionals. Case studies and examples shared may be materially different than your own situation and are often dramatized for entertainment value. No solicitation of any security or investment is made or applied. Consult with independent financial, tax, and legal advisors before implementing any strategy. Neither Whispering Brook Financial nor CVAC Worth are endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. More information is available by visiting Wealth Map Radio or calling 484-600-6512.